Our next story is about survival. When ISIS swept into northern Iraq in 2014, some of the worst atrocities the group committed were against the minority Yazidi people. Thousands of Yazidis were killed or abducted. Now Iraqi forces are trying to get the northern city of Mosul out of ISIS control. And there's hope, but also fear, for the hundreds of Yazidi women who are believed to be held captive there. Rebecca Gollard has a story of one young woman now at a center for survivors in the city of Dohuk.
Early one morning last November, Nuhad put on a solid black niqab, only her eyes showing, and snuck out of the house in Mosul, where she'd been held captive for more than a year. The ISIS man that held me went to Syria for 2 days, says Nuhad. I knew it was my chance to escape. She had been lucky. A neighbor who was not with ISIS had given her a phone. She called her father and told him where she was. The neighborhood, the name of the pharmacy on the corner. He raised the $7,000 needed to pay a smuggler to rescue her. I was so happy to come home, says Nuhad, but sad to find most of my family wasn't here. My brothers and sisters are missing. When ISIS stormed Mount Sinjar in August of 2014, they kidnapped thousands of Yazidis, half of them women and children. Nuhad was just 16 years old. Like hundreds of other women and girls, she was eventually brought to Mosul, the largest city under ISIS control, where she was raped, beaten, and sold. Still, for Nuhad, the decision to leave wasn't that easy. She tears up when she talks about the most difficult part. She had to leave her 4-month-old son behind. His father was the ISIS commander who owned her. I can't forget him, she says. Even if his father is ISIS, he is from me. Since her escape, Nuhad has been coming here to the Women and Girls Support Center in Dohuk. The center has helped more than 800 women and girls since opening 2 years ago. Some arrive here sick, sometimes with sexually transmitted infections. Others arrive pregnant, carrying the child of their captor. Here they get medical assistance and psychosocial support, key for these women and girls trying to reintegrate into their society.
Each one, they have a different story how they survive. They need support, they need help.
Kinder Domli helps the women reach this center once they've escaped. He says more than 4,000 Yazidis remain in captivity. Around half of them are women.
At least 700 of them, they are in Mosul.
The center is now preparing to accommodate a new wave of victims, expected to arrive as Iraqi forces liberate areas under ISIS control. Among those still there is Nuhad's sister and several of her friends. She doesn't know what happened to them. We are all waiting for the day they liberate Mosul, she says, and all our girls will be free. But Domli is less optimistic. Most Yazidi women have been sold or given to ISIS commanders or senior fighters. He says in other battles, these men have fled first, taking the women with them.
Before liberating Shaddadi, we know there are more than 150 women there. But when they liberated, we didn't find anyone. When they liberate Fallujah, the same. We know there are more than 100 women there, but just we get 2 women. So we worry that same things happened in Mosul.
There have already been reports that senior ISIS members have left Mosul. So while Iraqi forces may be able to free the city of ISIS, that may not mean that Nuhad's sister and the hundreds of other women held there are coming home anytime soon. For The World, Rebecca Collard, Dohuk, Iraq.